Being an entrepreneur and being a mother don't have to be mutually exclusive, and it's important women have the support they need to realize that, says Laura Sinclair, a local business owner and mother of two. Sinclair, whose children are 4 and 7, launched her own business, almost by accident, she told Barry Today. About 2 years ago, she created a podcast called This Mothering Business where she had conversations about the intersections between motherhood and entrepreneurship. I have learned that there are two types of business owners, ones with kids and ones without. Moms especially really struggle with things that somebody who isn't a primary parent doesn't when trying to build a business, she said. In 2023, Sinclair launched This Mother Means Business, a virtual community for entrepreneurial moms to get the kind of support they need and strategies that they can actually use in growing their unique business. Barry's Laura Sinclair has created a virtual platform for fellow mothers and entrepreneurs to come together and support one another. Image supplied. There is a lot of business advice that is available out there, but not a lot of it considers the fact that you might be waking up in the middle of the night, or having to navigate sick kids, school closures and drop-offs. And all of the emotional priorities that exist when you're a mom, she said. It's a platform for entrepreneurial moms to get real support and strategies to grow their business and to do it in a safe environment with other women who are walking the same path, Sinclair added. Women tend to look at their roles as a mother and entrepreneur very differently, she said. I think you go into it feeling like there's no way I can run a business. But through the work we are doing at This Mother Means Business, we are making it feel possible for them, said Sinclair. Not only are they growing their business and achieving their financial goals, but they're also finding ways to show up and be present more in their lives and with their kids. Whether that's learning to reprioritize, delegate or set better boundaries. Sinclair is set to take things offline next month, and will host This Mother Means Business Live on April 4th at Holland Marsh Wineries in Newmarket. The event will feature expert-led workshops, she said, including a sales workshop as well as a session with a therapist who will help establish a foundation for mental health. Let's be honest, entrepreneurship is stressful and lonely, and motherhood is stressful and lonely. Putting those two things together can be quite a recipe, said Sinclair. There will also be a panel of speakers who will share how they were able to infuse their own personal values and goals into their business. There isn't just one way to build a business. You should be allowed and empowered to leave in the things that are a priority for you, said Sinclair. If you're building a business that closes on snow days because you have kids, then that is just how it goes. The women that are part of the panel really embody their own beliefs and values, and are doing it unapologetically. The energy around This Mother Means Business is really to empower women who have children to realize that they can follow their entrepreneurial dream, she added. It doesn't have to be something that you put on the shelf because you're in the season of motherhood. It's giving women the space to be more than just a mom for a little bit.